What if kittens played the glockenspiel? And what if unicorns were real? What if you could fly or travel back in time? We welcome you to What If World. What if world? This is What If World.
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and today we're starting off with a question from a listener named Aaron.
Hi, my name is Aaron, and how old I am is 5.5, and I have 3 What If questions, and something I really like is ice cream. And my 3 What If questions is, what if pineapples threw frisbees at three? What if traffic lights turn red to protect themselves? And also, what if numbers were made out of tangerines? Thank you.
Whoa, 3 questions. Normally I just answer 1 per child, so we might not delve deeply into all aspects of your question today. But we've still got to get an add-on from a patron. And this one's a really simple write-in from a patron named Augie. Augie asks, what if Draco Max had a friend named Draco? Well, I would be happy to introduce that character for you today. And I would be happy to introduce our shout-outs. Hey, JF Cat, thanks. We've got shout-outs to siblings from Chicago today.
First, we shout out Eddie, who likes Pokemon and Star Wars.
And next, we shout out his big sister, Evie, who likes cats and the Descendants.
Oh, and Mr. Eric, don't forget your late shout out to Corbin and Ellie.
Oh my gosh, Fred, you are so right. Corbin and Ellie, thank you so much for being patient.
Yeah, Mr. Eric been a little scatterbrained lately. He barely even pay attention to me with the baby on the way. And now the baby's here and I get even less attention.
But that's no excuse for forgetting Corbin and Ellie's shout out. So please accept my apology.
Okay, so big thank you to Eddie and Evie and Ellie and Corbin.
Now let's find out what if Draco Max had a friend named Draco. And what if pineapples threw frisbees, traffic lights turned red to protect themselves, and numbers were made out of tangerines? Maybe not in that exact order. Draco's had it pretty tough being a young dragon. All the other dragons told her she had to grow up to be big and fierce and mean. Even her friend Draco Max said as much.
Oh yes, being mean is what dragons are all about.
But I don't know if I want to be mean.
Oh, being mean is very fun. For example, if someone asks me to breathe an ice cream sundae dragon breath so they can eat ice cream sundae forever.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Then I breathe it all over their house so they have no place to live.
That sounds mean.
It's just how we dragons are. Draco, you're too young to even have your dragon surname. So you haven't figured out what kind of mean you'll be yet.
So you're Draco Max because you are maximum mean?
Yes, also I'm big. Come, fly with me. I will show you how everyone is happier when they become just what they are told to become.
Oh, meeting new people sounds fun. Let's go, Draco Max.
And Draco Max took off with young Draco, setting off all the way across What If World.
Hey, can't you see I'm flying here?
Oh, flying traffic already.
What do you expect? Everyone in What If World wants to fly.
And Draco Max, being the biggest flying creature in the sky, shouldered and winged his way right up to the front of the traffic jam.
Oh, traffic on traffic on traffic on traffic. Ha, I don't like all this traffic. Oh, no.
There was an 8-sided traffic light floating in the sky, directing the flying creatures who were flying up or down, left or right, forwards or backwards. Except all of the lights were red.
Excuse me, Mr. Traffic Light. Don't you need to let some of us go at some point?
Oh, I know, I know. but I don't like all these things flying at me.
I understand you are little, but you're a traffic light. It's what you're meant to do.
Dracobax, you're being very nice to this traffic light.
Oh, you're right. I mean, move, traffic light. Stop being so scared.
Oh, I can't help it. If only I could be a buoy in the sea, where things didn't fly so fast at me.
Well, if you want to be a buoy, why not just train someone new to be a traffic light? Then you can fly down to the sea and be who you want to be.
What a wonderful idea. Oh, I'll start handing out applications to everyone who flies by me today. One for you.
Eh, it took you long enough.
And one for you.
This is gonna take forever.
And one for you.
Beep, 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 beep. And ever so slowly, traffic started crawling by. And Draco Max and Draco were on their way.
See, little Draco, if that traffic light had just been what it was supposed to be, we would have never been stuck in that traffic. Ow!
A frisbee had just soared up into the sky and whacked Draco right in his scaly neck.
Little help up there, big dragon,
called up a little pineapple from the ground. It was a field of pineapple plants, with their long, wide, waxy green leaves stretching out from where the big, spiky fruit stood in the middle.
Oh, fine, here is your frisbee,
said Draco Max, using his big claws to gently fling the tiny frisbee back.
But you know, pineapples are not supposed to throw frisbees.
Yeah, I know that, but the way I figure it, why's a pineapple just gotta be a pineapple? Sitting here growing all day just so I can get, like, eaten? I think I'd rather throw frisbees.
But you don't have arms, little pineapple. It's basically impossible for you to throw a frisbee.
Impossible and schmossible. Watch me.
Wow, how did you throw that frisbee without arms? Or hands or fingers?
Practice, man. It wasn't easy to learn, but it beats sitting here waiting to get eaten.
That is incredible. Now may I eat you? I'm getting hungry.
No.
Oh, fine. I will just squeeze you on top of some ice cream, and then I will eat pineapple-y ice cream.
No thanks. I'm gonna go all across What If World, learning how to throw frisbees from all the armless frisbee-throwing masters. Shoeless Joe's Shoe, Serena Williams' wristwatch, and even Danica Patrick's sunglasses.
Sounds exciting. Good luck with that,
said Draco. And the little pineapple fruit uprooted itself and started sliding away on top of its frisbee.
Now it's using the frisbee like a skateboard.
That does seem especially impossible.
You see, if that pineapple would have just stayed a regular fruit, we wouldn't be hungry and slightly confused.
But the pineapple did not want to be our food.
Doesn't matter. We are what we are. Dragon's a dragon. Light's a light. Fruit's a fruit. That's three examples already. Numbers don't lie.
Ice right, you know. I'm a number four, and I'm proud of it.
Now they were flying over a grove of tangerine trees. Except not one of the little orange fruit was spherical, though the zeros came close.
Is it me, or are those tangerines growing like numbers?
No, no, no. You've got it all wrong. Numbers are tangerines, just as they're supposed to be in What If World.
That's right. Numbers are always tangerines, but tangerines aren't necessarily numbers. Except in this grove, of course.
Draco flew closer to see which of these tangerines was talking, and it was one shaped exactly like a number 7.
I thought you just said you were a 4, but you were clearly a 7.
Says you maybe, but numbers don't lie, and I'm a 12.
I may not be the smartest dragon, because dragons are not supposed to be good at math, but I think you are neither a 4 nor a 12.
Does this mean that numbers can lie?
Right, you got me, you got me. I'm really a number negative 631.
How can you be a negative number?
How can you be a negative dragon? I thought dragons were supposed to be nice.
No, dragons are supposed to be mean.
And bad at math, apparently. I'm just learning this one.
Sheesh, sounds exhausting. I grew up my whole life being told I was a 7. Always called 7th, counted 7th, 7th place.
But at least you know what you are.
Do I? Some people say 7's lucky, but I never felt very lucky. Sometimes I'm too low, sometimes I'm too high, sometimes I'm just too 7. Maybe when I grow up I wanna be a different number. Just cause you're a dragon, does that mean you've gotta be one specific type of dragon?
Yes. The bigger I am, the meaner I'm supposed to be.
But you haven't been all that mean today. You've been flying me around. You were polite to the traffic light. You even threw the frisbee back to the pineapple.
Oh, you're right. I have been forgetting to be mean. I am a bad dragon. Quick, we must breathe fire on this tangerine so we can be good and mean.
Please don't breathe fire on me. That'd be a terrible thing to do to a person. But Dracomax kept breathing in, filling his lungs and chest with dragon fire. So much so that the smoke was billowing out of his nostrils.
Dracomax, all day you have shown me people told to be one thing and wanting to be another. You don't have to breathe fire just because you're a dragon.
Yes, I do,
said Dracomax, lifting his head high. And still holding the fire inside.
That's silly. Doesn't being mean make you feel bad?
But feeling bad is good when you're a dragon.
Said Dracomax, nearly bursting with smoke and fire.
Why don't you just let the fire out high in the sky where no one will get hurt?
You'll probably feel a lot better afterwards.
And Dracomax, his cheeks puffing, the smoke coming out of his nose and his ears, finally craned his neck up high into the sky and...
I am so tired of being mean. I just want to be me.
Same here. Let's keep it simple first, huh? I'm Tangerine. What's your name?
Dracomax.
And I am Draco. I don't have my dragon surname yet.
Well, Draco and Dracomax, would you like to play a counting game with me?
I do really like numbers, even though dragons are not supposed to.
And Tangerine, Draco and Dracomax flew and rolled around the grove, playing number games with all the other tangerines.
Wait, little Draco, I failed you. I learned the lesson, but you still haven't figured out your true dragon name.
Actually, meeting all of these fun people while flying around has given me an idea.
And little Draco took off into the sky, flying back to where their adventure this day had begun.
Okay, has everyone filled out their applications? I really don't want to be an air traffic light anymore.
Then how about you give the job to me? Trafficon, obliterator of sky congestion,
said little Draco. And all the flying creatures stuck in this traffic jam watched as she grew and sprouted 2 extra heads. 1 green, 1 red, and you guessed it, 1 yellow.
Wow, that's incredible. Now I just have to teach you everything I know about air traffic control. It should only take a couple of weeks. So hang tight, everybody out there.
Ah, for crying out loud.
It's the big sky dig all over again.
So much traffic.
Trafficon, could you just give me a little green light fire so I can go home?
That would be breaking the traffic rules, possibly. I don't know yet. So just stick around a little while. I'm sure I will figure it out.
That's the spirit. So yellow light means slow down.
Not speed up.
Common misconception.
Oh, this is going to take forever.
How I've been stuck up in this traffic since I was a baby. Me and my grandkids. Still trying to go out for ice cream.
Oh, I can help with that.
And as Traffagon learned the rules of the road, or the sky, everyone enjoyed some ice cream rain, courtesy of their new friend, Dracomax.
Hey, this is pretty good. Mine's pineapple flavored.
So that's what ice cream tastes like.
The end. All right, Aaron and Augie, I hope you enjoyed your story. I'd like to thank Karen O'Keefe, my co-creator, Craig Martinson, for our theme song. Every family out there who's ever told someone else about What If World. And all you kids at home who know that part of being young is figuring out who we want to be, even if it's not who everyone tells you to be. Until we meet again, keep wondering.
You're listening to ICANN. Oregon Coast Aquarium is a journey from seafloor to shore, and we're offering a wave of new experiences. This summer, you can hone your climbing skills in their new nature play area. Then head over to their outdoor amphitheater to meet a cast of animal ambassadors, or view their headwaters feature to follow a raindrop's voyage from the mountains to the sea. You can plan your next adventure at aquarium.org.